Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Wally Moses. Batting second. The second baseman, Rabbit Wurstler. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fourth. The right fielder, George Puccinelli. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Jim Oglesby. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Skeeter Newsom. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hank Johnson. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Hank Johnson. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Billy Werber. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The left fielder, Heinie Maynes. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Eric McNair. Batting seventh. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Welch. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Johnny Welch. And now, play ball. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. McNair fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber hits a pop-up towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer takes first base on ball four. Heinie Maynes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kramer moves to second. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. Cronin moves to second. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a fly ball into right field. Puccinelli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. George Puccinelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puccinelli hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin misplays the ball. That's an error on Cronin. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Puccinelli moves to second. Jim Oglesby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oglesby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields it and throws to second for the out. Puccinelli moves to third. One out. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is called out on strikes. One out. Johnny Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch hits a line drive into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 1 in the game. Werber hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Higgins. Werber moves to second. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mainisch hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Werber scores. Kramer moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4 to nothing, Red Sox. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Kramer moves to third. Mainisch moves to second. John Kroner pinch hits for Joe Cronin. John Kroner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kroner hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. John Kroner now playing third base. Eric McNair now playing shortstop. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hank Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson bunts towards the mound. Welch fields it and throws to first for the out. Hayes moves to second. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Welch juggles the ball. That's an error on Welch. Hayes moves to third. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 0 for 1 in the game. Wurstler hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Hayes scores. Moses moves to second. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kroner fields it and throws to first for the out. Moses moves to third. Wurstler moves to second. Two outs. George Puccinelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puccinelli is 0 for 1 in the game. Puccinelli is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 1 in the game. McNair hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Moses. McNair reaches second base with a double. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Farrell hits a line drive towards short. Newsom catches it and throws to second to double up McNair. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Melillo takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch is 0 for 1 in the game. Welch hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Oglesby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Higgins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Oglesby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oglesby is 0-for-1 in the game. Oglesby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Croner fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Croner. Higgins moves to third. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0-for-1 in the game. Newsom hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Higgins scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a fly ball into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-0 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Oglesby moves to second. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Moses for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Werber hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kramer takes first base on ball 4. Heinie Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Manish hits a line drive into right field. Puccinelli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Kramer moves to second. John Croner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croner is 0-for-1 in the game. Croner hits a fly ball into right field. Puccinelli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Wurstler hits a line drive into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Croner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Puccinelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puccinelli is 0-for-2 in the game. Puccinelli hits a ball on the ground towards third. Croner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. McNair is hit by the pitch. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-2 in the game. Farrell hits a fly ball into center field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom misplays the ball. That's an error on Newsom. McNair moves to second. Johnny Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch is 0 for 2 in the game. Welch strikes out. There goes McNair. Here's the throw, and he's safe. There goes Melillo. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Werber hits a fly ball into center field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Higgins hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Oglesby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oglesby is 0 for 2 in the game. Oglesby hits a pop-up towards third. Kroner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Newsom strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Kramer hits a pop-up towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Heinie Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Maynish hits a ball on the ground towards first. Oglesby fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering. Johnson drops the ball. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got three RBIs. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. John Kroner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kroner is 0 for 2 in the game. Kroner hits a pop-up towards short. Newsom settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Moses takes first base on ball 4. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wurstler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Welch fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. McNair hits a fly ball into right field. Puccinelli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 3 in the game. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Higgins. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wurstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Farrell moves to second. Two outs. Johnny Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch is 0 for 3 in the game. Welch hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Farrell scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-2, Red Sox. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Werber hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Puccinelli who is chasing the ball. Werber reaches third base with a triple. Welch goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 6-2, Red Sox. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Kramer takes first base on ball 4. Heinie Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Maynish hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Werber scores. Kramer moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 7-2, Red Sox. Carl Doyle now pitching. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got three RBIs. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Kramer moves to third. Maynish moves to second. John Kroner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kroner is 0 for 3 in the game. Kroner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kramer scores. Maynish scores. Fox moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 9-2, Red Sox. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. McNair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fox scores. Kroner moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 10-2, Red Sox. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 4 in the game. Farrell hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Werber. Johnson reaches second base with a double. George Puccinelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puccinelli is 0 for 3 in the game. Puccinelli hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Maynish. Puccinelli reaches second base with a double. Johnson scores. It's 10-3. Red Sox. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Higgins hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Oglesby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oglesby is 0 for 3 in the game. Oglesby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Oglesby for the out. Two outs. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Newsom hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Maynish. Newsom reaches second base with a double. Puccinelli scores. It's 10-4, Red Sox. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Athletics 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Melillo hits a fly ball into right field. Puccinelli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Welch takes first base on ball 4. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Hayes for a passed ball. Welch moves to second. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-2 in the game. With three walks. Kramer is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Chubby Dean pinch hits for Carl Doyle. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Moses is called out on strikes. One out. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wurstler hits a fly ball into right field. Werber settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 10, and Philadelphia Athletics, 4. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.